Hello and welcome to the NCE Success Stories podcast, where we ask a counselor who has recently passed the National Counseling Exam all the burning questions that you have as you wonder how to pass with confidence. My name is Josh Keller, and I'm the owner of NCEExamPrep.com. And today I have with me Kevin. Kevin completed his Master of Arts in Counseling in 2005 from Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. He's been in church ministry for over 30 years and is looking forward to pursuing a career as a counselor. Kevin is a huge Ohio State Buckeye fan. Thanks for being here, Kevin.
Thank you, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you took the NCE in January of 2023. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. January 20th.
January 20th. Yes, I remember you telling me about that day. So how did you find out that you passed? Was it immediate?
It was. When I was getting ready to leave, they handed me my test scores, but I didn't look at them. I folded up the paper, got into the elevator, still didn't look at it, got into my car, and I called my wife. And I said, okay. I said, I have not looked at my test scores. You're going to be the first person to know if I passed or failed.
Okay.
And so I opened it up, and I said, I passed. And she went, yay. And I mean, and she works for a school district, and she was having a meeting that day. And she told her worker, she said, if my husband's going to call me, he's taking the counseling exam, and I need to take this phone call. And so she was on Zoom, and it was so funny because the people on the other side of Zoom, my wife had him muted, but they saw everybody's reaction. My wife had her arms in the air and like, what's going on? I said, my husband just passed this counseling exam. Awesome. You don't know that's a people. So yeah, that was fun.
That's great. What a great story. Yeah. And to celebrate with her, you know, so she could find out when you found out and be that.
Yeah, surprised. I did. I didn't look at it until I got in the car and called her, but I did find out immediately. Yes, sir.
That's a lot of restraint on your part. I don't know if I could do that. I might have been tempted to look on my way.
I was nervous.
Okay, so how did you celebrate passing other than just having your wife and all her coworkers cheer for you?
Well, you know, we celebrated on Thursday night before taking the exam. I celebrated passing it.
Really?
And I went out to dinner and we did that. It's part of your, you know, 90-day plan, and so we did that. Yeah. And that was fun. And then on Friday night, we went out to dinner with family, with my daughters, and we celebrated after that. But then on Sunday, we had like a thank you party or a thank you reception at my house. And why I wanted to call it a thank you, it was a celebration, but I wanted to thank the people that supported me and encouraged me along this journey. And so we had them over, you know, people prayed for me, they called, they wrote notes during the 90 days. Just to encourage me. So I wanted to thank them. And so we had them over, we had cake and that kind of thing, and just to celebrate. So
cool.
So we celebrated the whole weekend.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love it. And you deserve to celebrate all weekend. And so, we have, as you know, one of the recommendations is that even before you take the test, you celebrate. And I'm curious how you feel like that. You know, what that did for you being able to kind of celebrate before you took the exam, because some people might say, oh, that's arrogant, you know, you don't know for sure. But what did that do for you celebrating ahead of time?
The mindset, you know, it sets your mind on positive. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to go in there thinking I got this, because, you know, you've put a lot of time and a lot of effort into studying, preparing for it. And so you want to go into it the next day thinking, okay, I got this. Yeah. I'm going to pass this. I don't have to get every question right. I just have to get enough right to pass it. Yeah. And I felt confident enough that I was going to get enough right to pass it. And so we did. We went out to eat, and then we came home and watched a movie. So I could not, you know, focus on anything, because, you know, what I wanted to do was to go, the urge was to go back and start looking over stuff and review things. And I want to look at the bell curve again. I want to do all these things, but I didn't. I just stayed on the positive, stayed, you know, focused. Yeah. And knew that, hey, I prepared for this thing. I'm ready to take it.
That's so good.
Yeah, just a positive mindset.
Yeah. No, I love that. And a lot of people will return to their test materials, and it just kind of reinvites that anxiety in. Whereas you enter the test day feeling confident and already sure. Yeah.
You want to relax your brain. You want to make sure that, because they're computing everything you've studied for the last 90 days. And so, you know, they got to store it and put it in the different compartments for you. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So what were some of the strategies that you used as you were preparing and studying that helped you to feel most successful on actual test day?
Yeah, sure. I studied, one of the things I did, I made sure that I took time out every morning to study for about an hour and a half to 2 hours. That meant to get up earlier. I went into my office and shut the door and studied before everybody got there. So I took about an hour and a half to 2 hours to study every day. And so that was good. Staying consistent and disciplined is a key. And then I did chapter tests. I did the simulated exams and the tutoring sessions. We'll talk about this probably later, but yeah. I did the NCE exam prep 90-day study program, and all of those materials, all your videos, all of those things helped me get ready for exam day. Okay. And keeping that hour and a half to 2 hours every day aside, setting that aside, helped me because I was able to do all of those things in the study program to get ready. And then the Tuesday night tutoring sessions were a huge help. Even just the support and the encouragement from those people in the group was huge.
Yeah. I've heard from other people that just the process can feel kind of isolating, especially if you're not part of a cohort that's actively preparing to take it together. And so I think that that's something that the Tuesday night tutoring group has definitely created. You know, everybody's cheering for one another and we're like, who's testing this week? And it's,
they congratulated me for passing the exam on Tuesday when I was getting ready to take the exam on Friday. They were congratulating me already. Yeah, because that's positive, right? That's that positive mindset. And so they contributed to it.
Yeah. And you know, some people just really need that boost of support. So
yeah,
that's awesome. And before we started recording, you were telling me about how you got your Saturdays back and your wife was like, okay, what are we going to do now? You don't have to take a full length simulated 4 hour test. I mean,
because the simulated exams take you 3.5 to 4 hours, you know, the 3 hours, 45 minutes.
Right.
And so every other Saturday, it took half my day.
True.
And then, you know, after you take it, then you come down, you know, you need to decompress and everything. Right. But it is, you know, I do have my time back, but it was worth it.
That's great. Okay. So talk me through actual test day. You took the exam at a testing center.
So
what was that like for you? How did you kind of manage any stress or anxiety? Walk me through a little bit of that.
Okay. I took the test at 10 a.m. That morning. And so I live in Burleson, and the test center was in Bedford, Euless area, in Hearst area. And so it was about 30 to 40 minutes from my house. Mm-hmm. So I got up that morning, ate breakfast, you know, felt good, played positive music. I had my LPC playlist of just all positive music. And so I just played all positive music. Even the week before, the day of, as I was driving, to the test site. One of the things that you mentioned that I think is huge is the day before I went to the test site. Mm-hmm. I drove to the test site and I actually walked up to where I was going.
Yeah.
And that helped. So that took every stress, you know, all the stress out. I knew where I was going. Yeah. I knew how to get there. I knew what the traffic was going to be like. So I would recommend people, if they're going to a test site, go the day before, know where you're going. Mm-hmm. And that's huge. That takes the stress away. I stayed positive. I wanted to be very relaxed that Thursday going into it, you know, went to the test center. We celebrated that night. I watched a movie, just tried not to focus so much on it. And that helped.
Good. Good. And so on Friday, when you took the test, you showed up to the test center. Were you a little bit early or did you arrive right on time? How did that work out for you?
Yeah, I was a little bit early. I mean, maybe 10 to 15 minutes early. So I just, again, just stayed in my car just for a few minutes And then I just went into the test center. And because you have to go in and you want to allow some time because you have to fill out some paperwork, things like that. And then once they check you in there, then you have to go into, they tell you what lab you're going to go into. And then there's a person there at the lab and you have to check in with that person at the lab. Right. And so, you know, it can be kind of intimidating, but yeah, so allow yourself some time to do that.
Yeah. And so you were telling me before about some unexpected things that you experienced as you were trying to get settled yeah. in to even take the test.
That, yeah, some things that you didn't warn me about, Josh.
Yeah, I didn't even know about them. So now I'm going to give people this heads up.
Yeah. It's all good. But yeah, so once I got, they told me, hey, you're going to be in lab A. And so I walked down the hall, went to lab A, and I had like a pullover shirt. I had a t-shirt on and I had a pullover on, and they made me take the pullover off and do a pat down, you know, and they checked, did a pat down on my sweatpants, you know, that kind of thing. Oh, and then I had to take my glasses off, put them on a tray. They spun the tray around. And so that took a few minutes to get into the lab. And then once I got to the computer, then they give you instructions and that was fine. But then after the first 100 questions, I went and took a break, brought some water, had some snacks, put it in a little locker, went to the restroom. Then I came back to the lab area and the lady did it again. I had to take my pullover off. Wow. I had to take my glasses off. But here's the thing, and it was kind of, I was stressing just a little bit, is because your clock doesn't stop.
Right.
So if they're going to make you do those things, I'm thinking to myself, hey, stop the clock, because sure. this is on you. It's not on me. I took my break. I knew the time was going to go, but you already went through all the security stuff the first time.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it again? So that was a little bit, I wasn't expecting that. That was a little bit intimidating, but we got through it. But you know, I want to let others know, hey, you know, that's probably going to happen. If you have a jacket, if you have whatever, they're going to check it.
Yeah. So just to kind of be prepared for that, so it doesn't round you. And then especially if you're going to take a break, knowing that a little bit of your time is going to be taken up, you know, going through this again. I guess they're worried that you're going to write the answers to some questions on your snack pack or something like that.
Right. Yeah. I don't know, but they're right there. The locker's in the waiting area. There's people right there.
Sure.
I don't know if, you know, going to the restroom, they think I might. I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy, but we got through it.
So you mentioned before about the 90-day program. Just walk me through some of the resources that you used and if you know, what was helpful about them. And
Well, the 90-day program, you do a great job, Josh, setting it up. I mean, you provide a lot of resources with the 90-day program. So my advice to those that are doing the 90-day program, one is to do it. Mm-hmm. Second is to follow it. Because you have a lot of great resources. You have videos on every chapter. You know, you have the test, some other video section. I can't remember what you call it, but I looked at that. I think the master, that was
mastermind. Yeah. The Council of Theories.
Yeah. And so, that was great, 'cause that went through the different theories and so forth. But I did all the chapter tests. I did them, many times. You know, because every week, you know, you go through a chapter, and then every 2 weeks, I went and had a simulated exam.
Yeah.
And you do want to take the simulated exams, because the simulated exams will build endurance. Because you know, taking 3 hours and 45 minutes on a Saturday, 7 times, got me ready to take the test on test. Sure. So everything, you know, so it was great. The tutoring sessions, the simulated exams, the chapter tests, the videos, all of those things helped me. I mean, I followed it to a T and it worked.
Yeah, it paid off for you.
It did.
Awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. So, you know, if you were to look back and, you know, think through anything that you did to prepare, if you were to plan anything differently, is there anything that you'd do instead?
No, I thought about that question and I don't think I would change a thing. And here's why. I passed the exam. The plan worked.
Sure.
You know, I don't think I would do anything different, because I don't know what I could have done, because I did everything that you lined up from day to day.
Yeah.
And so I did all that. And I even did Dr. Pam Turner's NCE boot camp.
Yeah.
2 weeks before. It was just like a refresher.
Sure.
You don't have to, but I did that just to, you know, just to make sure I'm on the right path, make sure, hey, am I missing anything? That right. kind of thing. And that was just right. the one time Friday night for 4 hours. But to get back to your question, I would not change a thing. Yeah. I mean, you're going to, if they go through, if the people sign up to go through the 90 days, 30 days, 60 days, and they follow your plan, they will succeed. If I can do it, anyone can do it. So
yeah, well,
I've been out. You know, I had my master's in 2005. Mm-hmm. I took the test once before, missed it by 2 questions. Mm.
I hate hearing that. But.
Yeah, and then I didn't take it again until 10 years later.
Wow,
here I am taking it and going through your program.
Sure,
set me up to succeed. So yeah, I wouldn't change a thing.
Wow, that's so inspirational because you're not the only person who's in that situation. In fact, a lot of states, so in Texas, you have to take the NCE before you start working on hours. But in other states, once you graduate, you're able to start working doing counseling, and there's some different designations and credentials you can get by taking the test. And so there's a lot of people who take this test years after they've completed all of their coursework. And so yeah. just hearing that you had some distance there is really encouraging.
Yeah, it was. And you're right, because I was in West Virginia at the time. And in West Virginia, you get your hours before you take the test.
Right.
And so here I am getting all my hours. But then I moved to Texas, and you have to take the exam before right. the hours. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So if you had just 30 seconds to share with a test taker something valuable or encouraging, what would you say? Like, they're listening to this, they're gearing themselves up to sit down to take the test. What would you have to say to them?
I would tell them, don't get discouraged, especially, you know, how chapter test scores can fluctuate. You know, because I think I even emailed you, Josh, and said, okay. Yeah. I'm kind of on a roller coaster here. Is sure. this okay? You know, is this the right path? And so stay the course
yeah.
and stay focused. You're gonna have those days. I mean, there was a Saturday where my mindset wasn't good, you know, on a Saturday when I took the simulated sure. exam sure. and my test scores weren't that great, gotcha. But I knew kind of where I was and I could learn from it. So don't get discouraged, stay positive, stay focused on test date. You know, it can be stressful in the environment. It can be intimidating, but stay positive because you have put a lot of time and effort into this. And like I said before, the simulated exams build up your endurance for the actual exam. And so the thing I think that helped me, and my wife really helped me with this, is stay in a positive headspace.
Yeah.
You know, through this whole thing, stay in a positive headspace because you got it. You got this.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Great. Kevin, thank you so much. You have well deserved this passing score. It was great getting to know you along this process and just to hear from you along the way. And your positivity is just really encouraging. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Josh. And thanks for all your help. Thanks for walking alongside me on this journey. I do miss you on Tuesday nights. Just okay. a little. Just a little.
Just a little. Yeah. Don't want to do it again, though.
But thanks, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate Definitely. What you're doing and the NCE exam. Yeah. Love All it. Right.
Well, thanks for joining me on the show. We'll talk to you later.
You got it. Thank you. Bye.
NCE Exam Prep seeks to provide quality, reliable, and easy-to-use preparation material to help test takers confidently pass the National Counseling Exam. For more information, go to nceexamprep.com.